With us right now is a Hall of Fame quarterback and a great friend. He's been on our show before, but we love having him here at the Super Bowl, the one and only Warren Moon. Warren, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Vic. Really appreciate it. Great seeing you, man.
It's great to see you. Lots we can talk about. I know one of the big purposes that you're here, it's Zenith Football Helmets, a special revolutionary helmet that Ray Rice and Matt Burke for the Ravens will be wearing in the game. About 100 guys around the league wearing them. Explain why these helmets are different from others.
Well, I think it's the innovative design. As you can see the helmet sitting there, it has these 12 to 18 little shock absorbers inside of it. It's a little bit different design than, say, the regular foam padding helmet or the air suspension helmet. These little pads act as like shock absorbers around your skull, so okay. It really gives you a little bit more protection all the way around your skull, and really helps on the low impact and the medium impact hits that you get on an everyday basis, not just the big impact hits that you get in the game, but say offensive linemen who are always constantly hitting each other in the head day in and day out in
right.
practice. Those hits add up just like a big hit in a game
sure.
on a wide receiver, so you want to make sure you're taking care of those type of hits as well, and that's where I think this helmet is much more safer than all the other helmets that are on the market. And the more players get a chance to see this helmet and get educated to what this helmet can do, I think you'll start to see more players wear it, because helmet safety is something that's very important right now in the NFL.
And to provide the visual, this is a clear shell, so you can see all those absorbers, the shock absorbers that you're pointing out are easy to see. And it's a cool look because you have the Ravens emblem on this glass sort of exterior, although it's not glass. But that's a neat thing. And yet, to the point of safety in this game and how big it is for the league and how much of an initiative it is, and it's been important to you, Warren. Do you see it trending in a good direction? Do you see us getting to a point where I know we're never going to stop talking about it, but where it'll be less of a discussion?
I think you will. I think we're going through a big transition right now over the last couple of years, especially with Roger Goodell coming in as the commissioner and trying to make player safety a bigger part of his agenda. And there's a lot of resistance to that because the game has been played for a certain way for a long time. And now you're asking these players who have been taught to play it a certain way to all of a sudden change the way they're playing the game. So there's been some resistance, especially with the penalties and some of the fines that have come with that.
Right.
But I think before it's all said and done and before all the players, once they really understand what the league is trying to do, they'll see that it's the best thing for them long range, because there's so many guys that I played with and before me that are suffering because they didn't play the game the right way.
Right.
And now that we are starting to play it the right way, I think you're going to start to see some of these injuries go away.
And you see a responsiveness, I guess, among the players. I know this is one solution. I'm sure others will come up with other ideas
right.
to protect them. But you put a lot behind Zenith football helmets because right now, to you, this is the best answer.
I think this is the best answer for helmet safety in the National Football League, no question about it. I had 6 concussions when I was playing that I was diagnosed with. I don't know how many more other ones that where I got dinged and was able to shake it off and still get back in the huddle and somehow call a play cross-eyed. But it's something that's very important to me because I have seen a lot of the guys that I've played with now suffering from dementia, suffering from Parkinson's disease, suffering from depression and all these different things brought on by these head traumas that they had during their playing days. So it's something that's near and dear to me because not only my peers are suffering from it, but maybe one day it might affect me as well. But I want to make sure this next generation of guys is being taken better care of so they don't have to deal with some of the things that a lot of the players that in my generation have to deal with right now.
Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row of Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. You are also the analyst on the Seahawks Radio Network and was part of that run that team had.
Yeah.
So the conversation naturally goes to that quarterback, Russell Wilson. What a dynamic, incredible rookie season he had, Warren. And if you could talk about just the impact when you think about this game and what Colin Kaepernick is in his second year, but really kind of a rookie as a starter, and the new dimension that guys like Wilson and Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III bring as not just guys who are mobile and good runners, but are outstanding throwers.
And that's the key there, Vic, is that they're good passers. They're passers first, but they have the ability to run the football, so that makes them just that much more dynamic, more of a hybrid type of quarterback. You don't really know how to play these guys because you used to having quarterbacks that could run around and scramble. You knew that's what they did best, and that's what they did. Or you had a guy like a Peyton Manning who sat in the pocket and, right. and throws the football all over the place, so you know what he does. These guys, you don't know what they're going to come out of the huddle with from one play to another, which makes them that much more dangerous. So there's only so many guys that probably can do what these guys are doing right now. You look at Russell Wilson, you look at RG3, you look at Cam Newton, you look at Colin Kaepernick. There's probably not a whole lot of other guys right. out there that can do what they can do, but these guys are special. They have not only special qualities physically, but I think mentally and psychologically they're really sharp players as well. They don't seem to be bothered by the pressure. They don't seem to be bothered by the big scope of the game. You look at Colin Kaepernick going to his 10th start already, but right. he's had some already big games in the playoffs, and he's going into the Super Bowl. Same thing with Russell Wilson going all the way through the playoffs as a rookie. I mean, you just don't see young guys like that unless they have that special intangible that they can do this type of thing.
Is it sustainable? Because I know when I think of you and I think of the great work you did as a guy who stood tall. I mean, you were an athlete too, and I'm not going to diminish that. But you, as a guy who and you ran a quicker paced offense in Houston and so forth. But is it sustainable to see guys that are runners as well as throwers? When they run, they get hit.
Right.
They take these shots, and they should be wearing these protective helmets too. But you know, I worry about that. Seriously, and what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think these guys, as long as they're smart when they run the football, and from the most part, that's what I talk to them about, being smart when you run it, getting down on the ground when you get a chance,
okay.
getting out of bounds when you get a chance. Don't try and take one extra or two extra yards unless it's maybe a critical situation in a football game to hurt yourself or possibly hurt yourself. And the best thing that you can do is be available for your team on the next play. So that's what I talk to them about. You're going to get hit just as hard standing in the pocket as you would, say, when you're running the football. But at least when you're running the ball, you know exactly when you're going to get hit, and it's up to you whether to get down or not or get out of bounds. Where in the pocket, sometimes you're standing there, you don't know what's going on around you, and you take some pretty clean shots. So I think it's kind of a give-and-take thing whether you should stay in the pocket or not. But the key is when you do run it,
yeah.
just be very smart when you run. Know when to get down, know when to get out of bounds so you don't take those unnecessary shots.
What do you want? You see a lot of this 49ers team, of course.
Yeah.
And you know what they're made up. You know what they're all about. You're not shocked that they're here.
No,
given
not at all.
As well as they've played. So how do you see them matching up against the Ravens, not just with Colin Kaepernick, but that is a big part of it, but the running game, Frank Gore, that outstanding defense, that pass rush?
Well, that's where the game, I think, is going to be won, in the trenches. I think both of these teams are known as physical football teams, no question about it. They want to dominate at the line of scrimmage, either with their offensive lines or their defensive lines. And whoever can win that battle at the line of scrimmage, if you can shut down the San Francisco running game, then you shut down Colin Kaepernick and his play-action passing. You shut down the read-keep option part of it, because if you don't have any threat of the inside run of it, nobody cares about it. You can put one guy on Colin Kaepernick
sure.
to make sure he doesn't run the football, as long as you're shutting down the rest of it inside. That's where the game is going to be won, inside in those trenches.
Warren, thank you so much for taking the time. This is a great thing that you're a part of. Zenith Football Helmets, the protective helmets. Check it out on Sunday's game. Ray Rice, Matt Burke will be wearing them. You'll know them by the clear shell, and you can see the shock absorbers right through that clear shell. Always wonderful to have you on. We look forward to talking with you again.
Always great talking to you too, Vic. Take care.
Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. And much more is ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.